going to try to take 423 and 424, and maybe 425 before we break. And is it all right, Commissioner Fritz, to save 26 and 27 until after the break?
Yep.
Okay, that's what we will plan to do. 426, 427, and 428 will be added to our at the beginning of our afternoon calendar at 2 p.m. But we'll take the other items first and start with 423, please.
Did you want them both read together, or?
Do you want to do those two street vacations together, Steve?
Yes, please.
Okay, 423, 424, please.
423, vacate portions of North Portsmouth Avenue, North Van Houten Avenue, North Monteith Avenue, North Warren Street, North Strong Street, and two unnamed alleys on the University of Portland campus, subject to certain conditions and reservations. And 424, vacate portions of North Van Houten Court, North McKenna Avenue, and three unnamed alleys on the University of Portland campus, subject to certain conditions and reservations.
Commissioner Novick.
Lance Lindahl, take it away.
Thank you, Commissioner. Lance Lindahl, PBOT right-of-way acquisition. Before you today is a proposal to vacate a number of different streets and alleyways on the University of Portland campus located in North Portland. This is one of the more complex street vacation proposals that we've received at PBOT. So what we've done is we've broken it up into two separate ordinances. Item number 424 vacates portions of North Van Houten Court, North McKenna Avenue, and three unnamed alleys. These rights-of-ways are currently unimproved, and all the vacated areas will revert back to the university upon completion of the vacation. There are only minor conditions of approval for these areas, and this puts us in place to have the vacation wrapped up and recorded pretty quickly. Item number 423 vacates North Portsmouth, Van Houten, and Monteith Avenues, as well as portions of Warrant and Strong Streets and two unnamed alleys. These streets are currently improved and serve both university students and area residents traveling on foot, by bike, and by motor vehicle. The conditions for these areas are more complex and will take a bit of time to address. Several of these street areas will revert back to properties that are not owned by the university. However, I've been in contact with all the adjacent property owners, and those people receiving property back all are in support of this vacation. Let's see. Oh, also, there'll be emergency vehicle access easements retained over this second set of streets so that Fire Bureau can maintain access to the existing and future campus facilities in this area. One of the top concerns I heard from members of the public in this street vacation was a concern that access between Willamette Boulevard and the Willamette River be retained. And I can confidently say today that access will be retained. Public streets will be kept, and there's plans in place to improve those. A part of the street vacation process was to work with the planning office inside the Parks Bureau to look at future pedestrian and bicyclist access down to the river, and there's definitely a identification of that as a need moving forward. At this point, I'd like to introduce Mr. James Kuffner. He's the Vice President of Community Relations and Special Projects at the University of Portland.
Thank you, Lance.
Jim, how are you?
I'm fine. Mayor Hales, Commissioners, thank you very much for this opportunity to be here. Jim Kuffner, University of Portland, 5000 North Willamette Boulevard, Portland, Oregon, 97203. In the year 2000, the Portland City Council approved the University of Portland expansion across North Portsmouth for the first time in our history. Since then, the university has built four residence halls, a new recreation and wellness center, created two outdoor play fields, and as you may already know, are building a fifth residence hall, the first under our new master plan, on the corner of Willamette Boulevard and Portsmouth, located in the Willamette frontage zone. The package of street vacations that you have before you have been carefully vetted at the university and with our neighborhood association. Everything contained in our current vacation request was envisioned and approved in our 2012 master plan. Your favorable consideration of the PBOT staff report and recommendation will allow the university to continue its impressive record of success in North Portland and the city and help us achieve the long-term campus development vision embodied in our 2012 master plan. And finally, your support of the PBOT report will validate the incredible cooperation and working partnership UP established with its neighborhood association, the University Park Neighborhood Association, in developing and presenting the university's 2012 master plan, which received unanimous approval from the city and was adopted without opposition. So for that, I want to thank you. I might also say that we had achieved a unanimous vote from your Portland, your Commission on Portland Planning and Sustainability last July. Our UPNA neighborhood stood shoulder to shoulder with us in support of it. And I want to publicly reach out and thank the Neighborhood Association for their continued work. I don't think we could have come as far as we did without their support. Also, I just might add that this is a vision that is yet to be played out. Okay, there's a number of years before we would ever fully utilize those vacated areas. It's a street grid that we use right now. It's internal to the campus. It's used all the time. There's only a few neighbors' properties that are not university-owned. We remain open, working with them whenever they are ready or motivated. We would certainly consider acquiring their properties. But in the meantime, we try our best to work with them. We understand it's not perfect, but we really do the best that we can. So we appreciate your support of this. It's been very important to us getting to this point. And I want to thank Lance for advancing it here and Commissioner for bringing it to the council. Thank you.
Thank you both. Questions? Thank you very much. Anyone else want to speak on these items?
We have someone back there.
We do. I'm sorry. Come on up. I didn't hear you. So come on up, please. Welcome.
We've been sitting so long, I didn't know if my legs were going to work.
Yeah, thank you for waiting.
Mayor Hills and City Commissioners, thank you for hearing us today. We've written a few remarks we'd like to read.
Please, go ahead.
Okay. My name is Doug Mercer, and I oppose the vacating of streets proposed. My wife and I live on Warren Street, one block from the proposed vacating. Our address is 5815 North Warren. Our family built our home in 1948 and has lived there ever since. We have raised three kids there as well. Our next door neighbor, Spencer Heine, and his family have been our neighbor all these years. My wife and I have both served for many years on the University Park Neighborhood Association Board and have voiced concerns for years about the parking problems in our neighborhood, which have gotten worse every year. A few years ago, the university replaced the parking under their multi-block row house student housing on Warren Street, and they replaced it with university services offices. This not only eliminated parking for students, but also brought in more staff who park up and down our street in the neighborhood as well. The university is now building even more multi-story dorms at the corner of Portsmouth and Willamette Boulevard as well, without additional parking, about three blocks from our home. This will bring even more cars parking in the neighborhood streets. The parking lot of the university built this year below the bluff, many blocks from the university, is too far away for students and staff to use, and it is always vacant. I sent a photo to Lance that maybe you've been able to access of the empty parking lot 2 days ago. We have to parallel park in front of our house every day, and we are lucky to find a place to park. Please see the attached photos taken April 25th on Warren Street on our block. If the proposed streets are vacated, parking could be further eliminated. That is, parking that's already parking on those streets that are vacated could be eliminated, pushing all the more parking onto our street and into the neighborhood. We need the City of Portland to keep jurisdiction of these streets so they can enforce traffic and parking regulations. If the streets are vacated, McKenna Street could become the only access to our block on Warren Street. McKenna is very narrow, only 12 feet 9 inches wide. And as they said earlier, a fire truck is 12 feet wide. If a car parks on McKenna or a traffic jam occurs, emergency vehicles would not be able to get to our homes and street. Fire trucks and ambulances could be delayed by life-threatening minutes. We have had many bluff fires that threatened our homes, where fire trucks have had to respond on Warren and McKenna streets. In 2001 and 2002, five alarm bluff fires nearly burned down many homes up and down Warren, McKenna, Willamette Lane, and threatened the university itself. In conclusion, my family and I oppose the proposed street vacation and ask that Portland retain jurisdiction of the streets to maintain traffic and parking regulations for the peace and safety of our neighborhood. We would also recommend that the university build parking on its campus that does not further extend into the neighborhood. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. Thanks. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yes. Good afternoon. My name is Spencer Heine, and I live about a half a block from Monteith Avenue, and Monteith is one of the avenues to be vacated. After reading the notice of street vacation posted in my neighborhood this month of April 2016, I have concerns. As a 50-year resident living near the University of Portland, auto traffic and parking have become so congested on streets in my neighborhood during the University of Portland academic school year and University of Portland special events. By vacating certain streets, as in the university's notice, I believe the auto traffic and parking will only become all the worse for my neighborhood. Where will all this traffic and parking, where will all of this traffic go? Currently, my mail carrier frequently has difficulty finding adequate parking to deliver the mail. He uses some of the streets in the vacation notice. Closing off these streets that are part of his daily route will only make an existing bad traffic situation all the worse for him. There are neighbors that drive to and from work and use the existing Monteith Avenue in their commute. University of Portland students and employees also use Monteith Avenue to travel and park daily. First responder vehicles may find it challenging to answer their calls with inadequate street entry or exit. The weekly recycling vehicles also use some of these streets proposed for vacation and would find it very difficult to back their vehicles out around the corner of Warren Street and McKenna Avenue if Monteith is vacated. I am here today to voice my concerns. I am totally against closing or vacating any streets, alleys, or avenues in my neighborhood. These streets were established before the University of Portland or I existed. These streets and avenues were put here for a purpose, to allow people in my neighborhood to travel and commute easily. Without some alternative plan to alleviate the traffic congestion and that congestion being caused by the University of Portland, vacating streets and alleys is absolutely ridiculous. Thank you.
Thank you.
For your time.
Thank you very much. Welcome.
Tom Karwacki, Vice Chair of the University Park Neighborhood Association, Chair of the Land Use Committee, and Chair when this master plan was done. The University Neighborhood Park Neighborhood Association strongly supports the vacation and has for the last 4 years voted, including times when Stacy Mercer was a board member and it was a unanimous board vote. We've also testified before the PSC on this. The individuals who just spoke do not live, they're not adjacent, they're not involved in the specifics of these vacations, and so they're nearby but not part of it. And so that's kind of an important element there. We felt that the university actually would improve the safety and pedestrian safety because of the improvements that the city can't afford for those streets can be done by the city, by the university, and that will help the pedestrians and the vehicles. I might note that even though they're not part of it, it's a public street where the Mercers have their house. The university's actually put in two no parking places in front of their house. So, yes, they are parallel park. I guess that's the only way you're supposed to do on a street. But they actually have their own private parking spaces, which is kind of unusual on a public street. So I just want to note that there has been accommodations by the university, and we think that it would be a good thing to expeditiously and quickly follow and pass these ordinances and process the street vacations as fast as possible.
So I have a question. Maybe it's mostly for staff, but maybe Tom, get you to comment on it as well as the others if you want. And that is, as I understand it, that the property to the north of Monteith is not university property, right? That's, if I got that right. Can help me with that. In other words,
Monteith runs north and south.
I'm sorry. So to the west, given
So the question was?
Well, where does the university's property holdings end and the under the master plan? Right.
Yeah. Master plan boundary
goes all the way around. Goes further out?
Yes.
All the way out to McKenna or beyond?
Right. Right.
Okay.
So the master plan actually incorporates including a property that the university doesn't control, including
right.
the Baxter McCormick property, which goes all the way to the railroad cut,
okay.
includes all of these streets. There was a cutout within the master plan that I think your two houses were specifically exempted out, but and there's provisions that to the extent that whenever they decide to transfer their property, the heights limits are increased.
So our houses are not in the master plan. I mean, they can't build there yet.
Right, you own the property.
And what it is that the master plan covers all of the properties that were involved, including the Baxter McCormick.
They're not subject to
but
it.
But not subject to it until the university controls it.
Okay.
And that's part
that.
Of the institutional map that you'll be seeing in front of the comp plan, too.
Yeah, okay. That just needed that refresher. I was actually here in 2000, but took a little bit of jogging of my memory to get all that back. Thank you. All right. Thank you all very much. Are there others that want to speak on this these items? Thank you. Okay. Then these are going to both.
I do actually have a question
ahead,
for staff, please, Mayor.
Yeah. Come on back, please, Lance.
I neglected to bring my current copy of the current comprehensive plan with me, but from recollection, the streets should be vacated or may be vacated if there's no current transportation use for them. And we just heard testimony about post office vehicles, garbage trucks, recycling, and others using these streets, and also about parking on the streets. Can you comment on the current, I mean, and from the aerial pictures that we were given, it's obvious they are used for parking. So I want to know, first of all, about through traffic or reversing traffic using them, and then secondly about parking.
So the first concern about current transportation uses, we follow the standard street vacation protocol. This is one that was petitioner initiated, so it went through the full review process with the city both before and after the actual petition was sent out for signatures, and included in that list is transportation development review as well as transportation planning. And they did review the plans for this area and found the vacation to be consistent with formally adopted plans.
That's not my question. It's currently
Sorry,
being then. Used for transportation purposes. So why should this city give up the public right-of-way when it's currently being used?
With campuses like colleges and universities and hospitals, there's a long history in the city of allowing those streets to be transferred over to the private entity for maintenance, and assuming that they meet the various conditions that are required by the city.
And how would post office trucks and garbage trucks then manage to serve homes outside of the campus?
The streets by the homes that the people testified from today are going to remain open and public right-of-way. Some of the secondary access and access to the east will be changing, but all the streets that are improved and paved now are going to remain open to traffic. And in the future, as the university comes in with different development proposals, they'll have to meet the city requirements at that time for addressing changes to the transportation system.
Okay. And maybe, Mr. Kafter, if I could have you come back up as well. Stay where you are there, Lance.
Well,
thank you. What are the plans for parking in particular, because from the aerial photographs that we were given, obviously these streets to be vacated are currently heavily used for parking.
First of all, it'll be, and as Lance indicated, those streets, that grid will remain open for as long as I can see into the foreseeable future. When we ever do decide if these are vacated to consolidate in any way, we would have to present a plan that would provide continued access for that. Looking long term, I'm thinking that there's a possibility that all of these properties would be 100% ownership to the university. So services provided would be then internal to the campus. And we certainly accommodate now. We will continue to accommodate in the future post office vehicles, garbage trucks, et cetera. With regard to parking, we have a very significant and strenuous condition of approval in our master plan known as Condition Y. Don't ask me why. Condition Y requires that the university maintain at all times a sufficient level of parking to accommodate the full-time undergraduate enrollment on the campus, as well as special events that exceed 4,000. We have consistently complied with that request. Now, I'll be very candid with you and say that there's probably a faculty member or two who have a 9 o'clock class, and they show up at 8:45, and they want to find a parking place right by Buckley Center. It's probably not going to happen, but we'll have one for you in the Gulch or maybe over on the slope lot or behind the tennis center, but it'll be there, okay? So these street ones that you see are included in our parking inventory. There's a probably upwards of 400 parking spaces that are on public rights of way right of now that PBOT under the formula has allowed us for years to include those in our parking inventory. So right now we're operating with a surplus of about 98 spaces. I know it is tight, and there's no question it's tight where Mr. Mercer and Mr. Heine live. This morning on our way down here, Tom Kowacki and I drove in front of Mr. Mercer's house, and sure enough, the two painted spaces were vacant. They're there. They're pretty much private, and most of the people who come there every day probably recognize that, okay? And we realized that that was an accommodation we made. We're just trying to work with them. We know that they're one small property left with a large entity, but, you know, we're an institution with a heart, and we really try to deal with these problems as best as we can. We have been blessed with our support of our overall neighbor. Over 250 neighbors, you know, have signed off on support of our master plan in the vacation process. So while it's true we can't be perfect to everybody, we're sure trying. We appreciate your support on this. This is really, really important to us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Other questions? Okay, thank you both very much. These are going to pass the second reading next week.
So may I just make some comments before you? I just want to thank everybody who came. Certainly the concerns that the neighbors raised are some of the questions that I was going to ask about current uses, parking and such. I am convinced from the not only staff's response, but also Mr. Kuffner's and also the University Park Neighborhood Association, that there is a collaborative relationship moving forward. I think if this was a private developer coming in to ask for a vacation ahead of time, I would be much more skeptical. But given that we have the master plan, given that the relationship between the community and the university, that they work so hard, both sides, I think, work really hard to continue to further, I'm going to have confidence that, in fact, for the foreseeable future, there won't be anything different happening on the ground, and then when things are going to be different, that the university will be sure to work with the neighborhoods. But I very much appreciate you raising your concern. When we have public right-of-way, we shouldn't be giving it up just because somebody asks. We should be very careful before we do that, and so I think that you have all been very careful. I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you. I think it's really hard for universities in a neighborhood to grow. And this master plan is an attempt to make that as feasible as possible for the university while being as mindful as possible of the neighbors. And it's not possible maybe to achieve perfection, but an awful lot of good work has gone into this over the years. So we appreciate that. I hope everyone will continue to work on being good neighbors. Aye. I know we're not voting. We're passing the second meeting, but I plan to vote for it. Okay.